line with the grease man? Yeah, now what's the problem, buddy? Calm yourself. Get a grip on yourself.
There was a snow shark coming at me.
A what?
A snow shark. God, he bit me on the leg. He almost took me under. I fought him. I beat him with my shovel. Finally, I beat him off, and I just got in the house. You got to warn people. They can't let their...
Buddy. Buddy, pop a couple of nitroglycerins under your tongue, quickly.
Okay.
Get the Ronco Pocket defibrillator.
Help me.
All right. Take the telephone and put it directly over your chest.
Okay. It's there.
All right. Here it comes.
Oh, great. Thanks.
That's all right, buddy. It's my pleasure. Yeah. It's a little known fact that you could be out today shoveling out your driveway when suddenly, insidiously, somewhere behind you, there's something moving under the snow. You don't notice it because your shovel mutes the sound of the sloshing as you scrape it along the driveway. But behind you, your dog suddenly disappears into the snow. Without a sound, he's gone. And you look back, and there's a fin. A fin sticking up through the snow. At first you figure, what? Is that a woodchuck moving through the snow or what? But as it gets closer, you see an eye, and you realize it's a snow shark. 17 feet long, an eating machine that only knows one thing. When it snows, it gets hungry. You turn around, you start to run, but it moves faster than you can move. You think, my God, it's gonna get me. It's gonna get me. But fortunately, the old blind man, Mr. Store, Mr. Kalachecki, who lives next door, is walking his dog, too. You shoulder him out of the way. He falls into the path of the show shark.
The snow shark.
Yeah. And while the shark is disemboweling, Mr. Kalachecki, you make it home. You lean against the door, panting. Your wife says, what's the matter, honey? You say, my God, a snow shark nearly got me. She says, what? Is there a snow shark? He was out there. It's tremendous. A huge shark, about 14 feet long. He just ate Mr. Kalachecki. He ate our dog. And now he's trying to get me. Your wife comes over and feels your head and says, you feel all right? Yes, I feel all right. I'm out of breath. I was going to be killed by a snow shark. She says, honey, I think you've been drinking. I've not been drinking. When suddenly, as you lean against the door, don't open that. He says, what do you mean? There's somebody out there. It's probably the paper. It's not the paper boy. Don't open the door. She says, honey, the guy's ringing. It's not a guy. It's a fish. She says, yeah, it's a fish. Sure. Sure, it's a fish. Right, Harvey. My mother was right about you. You are nuts, Harvey. You are completely nuts. You have always been nuts. You will continue to be nuts. You say, all right, Dolores. All right, Dolores. Go ahead. Open the door. If you want to open the door, go ahead and open the door. And so, as the shark rings insistently, Dolores opens the door. And the shark eats her completely as you stand pressed against the wall, watching in shock and horror. The shark eats your wife! And after he's done, the shark just sits there in the hallway and looks at you nervously. You look at the shark and say, what do you think of my wife? And the shark says, yeah, and you say, yeah, she gave me gas too. Man, DC-1.